Thank you, Judy. Everyone by now knows what communion is about. Appreciate the explanation, and it's a very simple thing when you think about it. It's all about Jesus. It's remembering him. When this first happened, it was interesting because it was a family meal. It was called Passover, and the Jewish people came together once a year, and they celebrated Passover. It was not done in a big group. It was always a family meal, and they all sat around a table, and they had a little ritual as they went through, and it was during this meal, when Jesus had it with his disciples this year, that he took bread in the midst of that and he broke it and said, "This is my body which is given for you." I am convinced those disciples didn't get it. They didn't get it. But he said, "This is my body which is given for you," because he was still there and they didn't understand that the cross was coming. We have the benefit of looking back and say, yes, his body was given for us. And then he took a cup. And they did this about five times during this meal. And it was after the supper that he took the cup and he said, "This is a new covenant, a new thing for you in my death. Because as I've given myself, this is going to be an entirely new thing." I wonder if some of the disciples it dawned on them when he spoke about his blood, that they might have got it. Because the Passover, you see, every Jewish person understood the Passover. They knew about the angel of death that passed over the firstborn when there was that curse that was placed on them in the Exodus. And so they would have perhaps remembered, but maybe not. And I wonder that sometimes, even though we have the benefit of hindsight, that we sometimes miss the fact that something has passed over because of the blood of Jesus, our death. You see, it is about Jesus, but it's about what he did. It's about the incredible thing that he did in his death, that I would ask, oh God, as we pray together, that you would reveal to us again what it is that you gave your body for us and your blood was poured out for us, so that we might be a free people, free from condemnation, free from the sacrificial system, because this was the end of the sacrifices. When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," that's what this meant. It was all finished. And so, God, as we take bread and as we take wine this morning, reveal to us something very special and very precious about that, I ask, in Jesus' name, and for his sake, and for his glory. Amen. To aid us in perhaps a little bit more special, we're going to encourage you to come forward this morning to receive the cup and the bread. Glenys and I are going to serve you just here in front of the table. And because there's not a huge crowd of us, we don't have to do it in an orderly Catholic fashion, so it's quite okay. But we encourage you to come forward if you're able and take this, and in your own way and in your own time, go back and reflect again on Jesus and what this means. So as you come forward, be blessed.
Jesus was here.
We have a change of musicians. That's a good thing. And the rest of the orchestra are going to lead us as well. During the service today, right now, and at the close of the service, we're going to sing two wonderful old hymns. And, you know, some of these songs or hymns have an enduring anointing. They don't date, in other words. And as we sing, as you sing this particular song, let this be another reflection of what God means to you.